This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think so. You know, I think our guys are excited because we're playing meaningful hockey and we're trying to give ourselves a chance. We're trying to stay in the fight. And as I've said to them, anything can happen. Let's focus on the one game in front of us. Let's try to take care of business each and every night and see where it goes. It's amazing the volatility of games. Just there's no safe leads in this game anymore. And you see two goal deficits get erased on a regular basis around the league. Tonight was another example of that. So I think they're excited about playing meaningful hockey, about staying in the fight, giving ourselves a chance.
That's Mike Sullivan, head coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins. And I'm Nicholas Callis. Nicholas Harry Callis. They call me Harry here at 93.7 The Fan. You may have heard me addressed as that as well. This is the Fan Early Morning Show for the Average Joe. And when the Average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the Average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, sponsor of this show. The Penguins still have a chance. They're not out of it. They're still in it. They've got 7 games left in the regular season. And the NFL structure, the way it's formatted, that they could still apparently make the playoffs. So that's, I don't have too much analysis on them. It looks like Crowley's planning on talking about them during the Fan Morning Show main coming up extensively. I mean, there are some interesting topics to talk about. Sidney Crosby is still great. And there's a debate going on as well. There's a huge conversation going on about whether Sidney Crosby should stay on the Penguins, whether they should get rid of him and gain some assets. You know, would you rather have him play 2 more seasons in Pittsburgh and then retire, or play 10 more seasons, but he may go somewhere else during that 10-year stretch? The Penguins are an interesting team. And that win yesterday was the opposite of what they've been doing recently, which you've seen them gain leads and then fall behind late and lose. And that's really been the reason that they've been struggling. If they had a win total based on games after 2 periods, they may be doing way better than they have been now, or they have been, you know, in full games, of course. But yesterday was the opposite. They were down going into that third period, and they came back. They won 6-3 against the New Jersey Devils team that has now fallen below the Penguins. So the Penguins, for the longest time, were sitting second to last, only above the Columbus Blue Jackets, who are way out of it. They're 25-38 with 12 overtime losses. They've only got 62 points. Penguins are at 79 points right now, trailing the Islanders by 2 points. The Islanders are at 81. And the Penguins, they still have, apparently still have the opportunity to make it into the playoffs. So, I guess let's root for them. I mean, how are you feeling about the Penguins? Let me know. You're welcome to call in 412-928-9370. I've never felt more weird about talking about playoff runs than I have with the Steelers and the Penguins. Just because, you know, when the Steelers were going into the playoffs, I mean, Crowley even said it himself. He said, "I don't want them to make the playoffs." And then, okay, I do want them to make the playoffs. Postseason football is exciting. Never tell me to wish against this again. And then the Steelers lost in the playoffs and were all frustrated. The Penguins right now, you felt like they were out of it. And they just don't feel like a playoff team. And yet, I'm itching for them to make it, to end their very short stint of playoff misses. They did not qualify last season. They finished close but out. I think they were one of the first two teams out, if I recall correctly. So they, I would love them to make an improbable run. Just how I'm feeling. Let me see the standings here real quick while I'm looking. The Penguins at 79 points. They are fifth among teams on the wild card list here. And the top team is the Tampa Bay Lightning with 89 points. So the Penguins, what are they now? Four away? Yeah, I mean they're close. Not guaranteed. I mean, there's seven games left in the regular season. They've got a couple teams to catch. Not looking impossible though right now, as I look at the standings. Like they're still close. They're there. Not likely. Still not likely, but I mean, how you feeling? Like, if they do this, if they are able to qualify in these last seven games they have left to play, how are you going to feel? You can give me a call, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at Callas_33. That's Callas_33. I mean, for me, there's no real analysis in this for me, though, because it's straightforward. The Penguins, I mean, they've got Sidney Crosby still doing wonderful things. They've got some other players who, you know, are contributing. But the only thing that I can say for them to do at this point, and Mike Sullivan talked about it a little bit there, you just got to keep winning games. I mean, if this is going to happen, you know, win games. Go on a, how long of a winning streak would it be? It would be a 9-game winning streak. End the year with a 9-game winning streak. See what happens. They're playing the Lightning, the Maple Leafs, the Red Wings, the Bruins, the Predators, and the Islanders. Win the games. Finish the year with a 9-game winning streak. Win these last seven. See where you are. That's really all they can do. You know, a loss in any of these next seven games could be, you know, crucial and damaging. But just win the last seven. Finish out the year on a 9-game winning streak, win the last seven, see where you are after that. Their last game's on April 17th, so in the middle of the month, they'll be done with the regular season. That's really it for me. I think it's an interesting story. They're an interesting team right now to watch. They've become interesting just based on the nature of how the NHL playoffs are structured. You know, but that's really all I can say that they should do is win these last few hockey games that they have and go from there. But there's no analysis about this. There's no, well, here's the math on this. What can they afford to do? There's no room for error at this point for them. Little to no room for error. They just got to win the games. 412-928-9370. Once again, if you want to get a phone line, you're welcome to. Let's talk about the Pirates a little bit as well. They are 5-0. And they're going into a game scheduled today against the Washington Nationals. I got to check the weather in D.C., though, because if it's anything like the weather in Pittsburgh, and we're on the same coast, so if it's anything like the weather in Pittsburgh, they may not play today. But they had a scheduled off day yesterday, which they took. So they're both scheduled to play at 7 o'clock tonight, 6:45 to be exact, in Game 2 of the 3-game series. And then Game 3 is tomorrow before the Pirates come back to Pittsburgh. And let me search that weather in D.C. Pittsburgh, you know, it's a little rainy. Flood watch still going on here. D.C. is 48 right now. And, yeah, there's a lot of rain today. 90% chance of thunderstorms up until 5 o'clock. So at 6 o'clock, it's just supposed to be overcast. If they can get the field ready in an hour, maybe they'll start in a rain delay. But the weather down in D.C. not looking too great either. So that is, that could be a factor, so we'll see. But the Pirates made a couple moves yesterday as well that were officially announced. Actually, three to be exact. They designated Colin Selby for assignment. They also traded Jackson Wolf, a left-handed pitcher, the Padres for Kervin Pecharo. So not too many big names there. Jackson Wolf,
Yeah.
You know, they trade him over there. And then the big one, though, Joey Bart traded to the Pirates for right-handed pitcher Austin Strickland. Strickland was Strickland was one of their pitching depth pieces. So he's traded. They give him up. Joey Bart was designated for assignment by the San Francisco Giants, and that surprised me a bit. Because he was a player that had a lot of promise for the Giants, and he was one of the catchers that was supposed to be like the replacement, like the heir apparent after Buster Posey. Now that didn't happen, and now they trade him over to Pittsburgh. And the Pirates, they do need some more catching depth, I'll say. So I support this move, you know, with Rosmani Grandal hurt, Jason DeLay. Maybe not the answer that you want. Not that he's played poorly over these last few seasons, but you got Joey Bart, who's 27. Yeah, and he's a former first-round pick. He was drafted second overall in 2018. So he's got a lot of promise. Now the Giants are trading him for a reason. He didn't meet their expectations, or there wasn't enough opportunity for him. Let's see, in 30 games last year, he batted .207. So, I mean, he didn't play very much over there, so now the Pirates have him as a player who can be a catching depth piece. So I support the move. He's still got some upside. I mean, he's 27, so he's not extremely young. And, you know, his pick in the draft was 6 years ago. So, I mean, he's been around. He's played. He made his debut in 2020, so he made it during the COVID-19 season. So we'll see how he does. There's definitely some promise there, but Henry Davis still to be the catcher of this Pirates team. You know, going forward, we want him to play, of course. But Joey Bart just adds that depth, so it'll just be interesting to see what they do with all these guys now, and what they're going to do is do with Yasmani Grandal. It seems this might indicate too that injury for Grandal is going to be extended even more, because if he were coming back soon, maybe they wouldn't make a move like this, but now they've added that piece. Joey Bart's not going to be, I don't think, a minor league guy for too long, if at all, coming over to this team. So, yeah, you're not trading for a guy like Joey Bart if you're expecting him to be in the minors for an extended period of time. They're planning something, and it might indicate that Yasmani Grandal is not coming back anytime soon. So that's the big move there of the three. That's the one that caught my attention the most. Again, interesting all around. You got a former first-round pick. Giants trade him. Don't have opportunities for him. Pirates need a little bit of catching depth, need a little bit of established guys there now. They have Jason DeLay and they have Henry Davis, but beyond that, they've still got question marks at catcher. So adding another guy, seeing how he does maybe in the minors for a little while and seeing if he's worthy of major league reps is fair. So that's what they did. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. I'm going to take a break here. Coming up next, we'll continue to talk about the Pirates or the Penguins. Not so much going on with the Steelers either. So really the most interesting of the stories, I'll say, coming into today is that the Penguins still have a chance. They're not out of it. You're saying there's a chance? There is indeed a chance for them. You know, and then the Pirates, of course, being 5-0 in their first five games of the year, and they've got another game tonight that weather could be a factor in, but assuming it'll be played, how far can the Pirates make it? Staying without any losses. What's the longest winning streak they can have going into this season, to start this season, I should say. Give me a call. Talk to me, 412-928-9370. I'll be taking your phone calls this morning, and you can also talk to me on X at Callis_33 is my handle. That's CALLAS_33. I'll be right back. My name is Nicholas Callis, and you're listening to Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good early morning to you. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. And now fan weather, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet. You can shop online at sunchevy.com. Flash flood warning in the greater Pittsburgh area until about 8 a.m., high of 61 today, low of 42, and it's supposed to rain today and tomorrow. Friday, it's going to clear up, but the high is going to be 42 on Friday. Also, D.C., Washington, D.C., not much better if you're wondering if the Pirates are going to play today or not. It looks like they've got a significant amount of rain coming in as well all throughout the day. It's going to stop around 6 o'clock, according to the forecast I'm reading here. Now, can they get the field ready in time? Is there going to be a rain delay? I would expect a rain delay. They'll probably get it in, though, considering the weather is going to, the rain, more specifically, is going to stop in the hour that game time is set to begin, or it's at least projected to. So, you know, whether or not always super predictable, but we've got a general idea that there will be rain into the night in Washington, D.C. So, probably a rain delay to start, I'll guess, based on that forecast I read. But should be played, I'd say, as long as the forecast is accurate. They should be able to get the field ready in enough time and play the game. So we'll see. But the game right now is scheduled for 6:45 tonight. Pirates and Nationals playing in game two of the three-game series. The last series the Pirates play before they reach their home opener. They're going to play the Baltimore Orioles on Friday. If you want to listen to today's game, though, you can on 93.7 The Fan. Pirates coverage starts at 6:20. So you might get a little PM team overtime as well for 15 minutes, and then Pirates baseball coverage starts here on The Fan through the Pirates Radio Network at 6:20. So you can listen to that one. And actually, I lied. That's just the network time. We also have the North Shore Tavern leadoff show you can listen to 40 minutes before that, so probably around 5:40. So you might actually get cut off by a half hour, 20 minutes for the PM team. So sorry, Pony and Mueller, but that's yeah, that's what it is. North Shore Tavern leadoff show, and then Pirates baseball at 6:20. Coverage starts, and then the game scheduled for 6:45, provided that the weather doesn't impact the game in any way. So, again, that's fan weather, though, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name is Nicholas Arikalas. Kind of bouncing back and forth here for a couple more minutes between the Pirates and the Penguins. The Penguins could either finish top three in division and catch the Philadelphia Flyers, who amazingly only have 83 points in their playoff spot. It looks like the New York Rangers and Carolina Hurricanes, they've solidified their spots. The Rangers have 104 points and the Hurricanes 101. Penguins right now at 79, so they still have a chance. They could either jump the Islanders, the Red Wings, and the Capitals to be the second wildcard team in the East, or they could catch the Flyers being a top three team in the Metropolitan and make it in that way. But they're within reach of a playoff spot with seven games left on the schedule. And really, like I said before, the only thing that I can really say is that you just win all those games, right? That makes everything easier. That's really all you can say at this point. Sidney Crosby's still great. And all the hypotheticals, people talking about should he be traded, should he not. Not worried about that right now. Not worried about moving him. Just that what you got to worry about is, you know, can they win these games and can they make a playoff appearance at this point? So you got to do that by winning the games. That's really it. So that's my analysis there based on what I'm seeing here. I don't like to speculate too much on that, and I don't have time to either, being this is only a half-hour show. So, yeah, I'm not going to speculate on it. I hope they win, and I want them to win games. I want them to win the games that they need to, and right now that's all of them. As for the Pirates, I'd like to thank Tyler on X for bringing my attention to an Alex Stumpf post. He's a reporter for the Pittsburgh Pirates. We've talked to him before here. He's been on The Fan before. But he sent out a post on X that said, per a source, Jason DeLay is expected to go on the injured list. So that should be corresponding with the move to add Joey Bart. So thank you, Tyler, for bringing that to my attention. That was at 10:40, and I was sleeping at 10:40, so I did not see that. So I appreciate your attention, you bringing that to my attention. Thank you, Tyler, on X. Okay, so that makes sense. So Joey Bart's going to be the backup because Jason DeLay is expected to go on the injured list, so it all makes sense. That's all what I figured. I figured they at least wanted depth, but now knowing that Jason DeLay is going on the injured list, Joey Bart will not develop. He will be the backup catcher for the Pirates, so it's a situation that Cork out for him. He'll be the number two behind Henry Davis while Jason DeLay recovers from injury. And it excites me to see that. A former first round pick, second overall, being on the Pirates. And not that you expect him to get too many reps, but it's kind of exciting to see a guy who was a top prospect before being able to play. At least a little bit. Now, Henry Davis is a 1-1, so he has him by one pick. Congratulations, Henry Davis. it's really exciting. I like what the Pirates are doing at catcher. And if you think about what this season was going to start like with Yasmani Grandal and Jason DeLay being the two and Henry Davis starting in AAA, man, I love Henry Davis for the grit that he has and the bit of an attitude that he has, but it's good stuff, and I like seeing that from all the players. I'll talk about that a little bit more when I have more time, but I'm running out of time here. But I love that there's a little bit of an attitude and an edge for this team, just seeming more passionate than they have in years past, and that makes me happy. And they're playing right now like they should win games, and right now they've got 5 wins to start the year, so. I'm good with it, and I like seeing it now that Henry Davis earned his way into the starting position, and now they've got Joey Bart. So it's Henry Davis and Joey Bart, no longer the initial plan of Yasmani Grandal and Jason DeLay, with early reports saying DeLay is going to go on the injured list. Now you've got Davis and Bart. Interesting. I don't know what it's going to look like exactly. Well, Henry Davis hopefully continues his success. I don't know what Joey Bart's going to look like, but we'll see in due time. But it definitely is interesting. It's piqued my interest, and I'm sure it piques yours a bit as well.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.